This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم ما بعد، دعاء of the Quran, دعاء number 10 we have from سورة المؤمنون, that is chapter 23, 27, 28, actually the dua itself is 29, but the context is from these ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us about Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best accommodation and the best place, like the best resting place after a long journey. When he says in the dua, قال فَإِذَا اسْتَوَيْتَ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ عَلَى الْفُلْكِ فَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنْزِلْنِي مُنْزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he placed you after that long journey, then say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, praise is for Allah who saved us from the wrong doing people. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنْزِلْنِي مُنْزِلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. And pray, my Lord, allow me a blessed landing, for you are the best accommodator. So what's the context of this ayah right now and this dua? We know the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave him an extended life, that within that lifetime, he spent over 950 years giving da'wah. I want you guys to imagine that. Can you imagine the 950 years? 950 years. Can you imagine that? How long that is? Like for us, you know, just living an average life, 60, 70 years. Maybe by the time you hit your 40s, you're already getting tired. It's like, wow, I mean, life is getting too long, Allah musta'an. At 50s, it's just, subhanAllah. Imagine Nuh alayhi salam, 950 years just giving da'wah. That's not his lifetime. That's him giving da'wah, which means inviting people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what's the most impressive thing about that, particularly the 950 years, is the dedication, the commitment. The commitment. We learned last time that Yunus alayhi salam, what happened with him? After he gave da'wah to his people and they rejected him, what did he do? That's it. He said, you know what? You don't deserve it. I'm leaving. I said, I'm leaving. So he left, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tried him and tested him because of that. He goes, how dare you leave without my permission? And here you have Nuh alayhi salam, year 1, year 2, year 3, year 10, year 100, year 200. Oh my God, 950 years given da'wah. And he never gave up. And he kept insisting on that. And the sad part of this da'wah that he gave alayhi salatu wasalam is what? وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Few people embraced Islam with him and believed in his message. And what made it even sad, even furthermore, is what? That his own family, his own wife, his own child, did not even believe. What gives us peace and tranquility in our hearts in regards to how we should really consider what happens in our lives? We're not responsible for the guidance of the people around us. We are responsible to deliver the message and just do our part. So here's Nuh alayhi salam. He did everything in his power. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling him, look, no one else is going to believe after this. It's over. It's over. Therefore, you need to start now building an ark. Build that ship in the middle of nowhere. And as Allah described in the Quran, as people were passing by and seeing him building a ship not even close to the shoreline, and they were mocking him and laughing, like, what is this for? But he knew Allah's promise is true. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the order for the rain to come from above and the water to start exploding from beneath, and the water was flowing all over. And obviously that ark became the only rescue space and place for them. And it kept going and going and going, as Allah described, فِيمَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. The surfs were like the mountains. If you've seen the tsunamis of the 2004 that killed, subhanAllah, more than 200 plus thousand people in an instant, in an instant. Can you imagine the same wave? The same waves are been going for days and nights. Bimojin kal jibal, like the mountains, and they make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after that, Allah azza wa jalla is now describing to us what happens to Nuh alayhi salam. And this qal fawhayna ilayhi an isla' al fulka bi ayunina. So we inspired him, build the ark under our watchful eyes. Like I'm watching, build the ark right now. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَ التَّنُّورِ. Then when our command comes and the oven bursts with water, take on board a pair from every species along with your family. قَالْ فَاسْلُكْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكْ إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ مِنْهُمْ. Says, except for those against whom the decree to drown has already been passed, which means that they didn't believe in you. قَالَ وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And do not plead with me for those who have wrong. Don't tell me about those who are wrongdoers. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. They will surely be drowned. So again, the ship was going until Allah subhanahu gave the order for the ship to settle. فَقَالَ فَإِذَا اسْتَوَيْتَ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ عَلَى الْفُلْكِ فَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Then when you and those who you have settled in the ark, whether you believe with you settled in the ark, say, oil prayers for Allah, who saved us from the wrongdoing people. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنزِلِينَ. And pray, my Lord, allow me a blessing landing, for you are the best accommodator. This dua now particularly is the one that we use usually if, for example, you are traveling and you would like to take a break on the side, or if you've entered a new house or a new apartment, and even as a matter of fact, even when you land in a new city and you arrive in a new town, if you go to a hotel and you open a door in a new room, for example, it's very recommended to make this dua, that you say, Rabbi anzilni munzala mubarakan wa anta khairul munzilin, that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your landing, to make your settling in this place a good one, because he's the one who is best accommodated, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you seek protection with Allah azza wa jal from the space, from the land, from that town, from that room, from that apartment, from that house. You seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who made it possible to have this accommodation. And because it is his creation, so you say, Ya Rabbi, and make this accommodation the best for us in the dunya. The best for us in the dunya until we meet our Lord in the akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned that about Nuh alayhi salam. And then he says, قَالْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ وَإِن كُنَّا لَمُبْتَلِينَ. Surely in this are lessons, and we always put people to the test. What does that mean? You're going to need this dua because people are going to be put to the test. You might be among those people. Go to a place, not necessarily the most reputable town or village or place, and you need the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this dua will be good, inshallah ta'ala, to seek that protection from Allah azza wa jal. So we'll repeat that together, inshallah. Rabbi, anzilni munzalan mubarakan wa anta khayrul munzilin. Rabbi, anzilni munzalan mubarakan wa anta khayrul munzilin. رب أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم آمين. جزاكم الله خيرا.